welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more.
So today we're joined by Adrian Hanna of Right Revenue. Hi Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, Trevor, thank you. How are you? Lovely to be here. Thanks for asking me to comment.
You're welcome. Great to have you. Great to have you join us. We've been trying to get you, but you've been so busy, which leads me into perfectly to get you to introduce yourself a little bit and about Right Revenue, because you've had a load of stuff that's been going on lately. You occupy a really interesting space in terms of two elements of your business. So it'd be great to hear a little bit more about you and what Right Revenue are all about.
Gosh, well, I normally start this, Trevor, by telling people I'm very, very old. So I go back a long way. But I've worked in hotels a long time and kind of come through sales, and I worked for brand hotels and independent hotels. Did front office way back in the early days, but fell into revenue management, if I'm honest, really by default. Really didn't mean to be there. But after sort of several iterations of working in a revenue management role and then working for software companies, really saw that there was a gap in the market for hotels to really understand revenue management. Now I'm going back probably about 18 years when it was still quite a new discipline. Sorry, that was my door knocking. I'm so sorry, you can edit that one out. So my history goes back quite a while in revenue management, in that kind of coming through that sales and revenue role, I did see a gap in the market for hotels that really wanted and needed to have the discipline of revenue management, but didn't really understand it, because, you know, I'm going back 15 years, this was a long time ago, it was quite a new discipline. So started revenue management consultancy quite a while ago, which then progressed, again, kind of by accident, if I'm honest, into a revenue management software solution. Because again, I saw this need for hotels to have a more straightforward revenue solution that gave great recommendations, really good forecasting, took all of the mystery and that horrible phrase of big data, all out, and actually just came up with relevant data. So that's what we do, and we provide a software solution, but very strong mentoring and revenue support along with our solution, and it's really aimed at that independent hotel that needs revenue management advice and a solution, and we hope that we fill that gap quite well.
Perfect. And that leads us on, and hopefully we can see why we've asked you to come on board here, because the topic we want to touch on today has been looked at, spoken about, written about many times over the years, and it's around the evolution of the role of a revenue manager or revenue management. And one of the parts that has played maybe has accelerated that need to evolve sits with the RMS and the technology that is coming in. Some might see as a threat, some might see as a tool to help. Just give us some insights. What's your take on where technology sits in how the revenue manager will evolve?
Well, this is not my quote, but I certainly heard a quote at a revenue conference a few months ago. And to me, it kind of encapsulated everything that we're talking about here today and really what revenue management is in general. And that is, without data, you're just another person with an opinion. But without an opinion, you're just another person with data. And I think that is really key when you're talking about revenue management, because the old-fashioned view, and actually sometimes the view that, you know, still is around, is that revenue management is about putting a revenue manager in a darkened room, passing in coffee several times a day, but letting them drown in Excel spreadsheets and sit with a crystal ball. And they have to try and predict, and they have to run the numbers, and they just churn this data out, and that's what they do. if that's your vision of a revenue manager, then you're really missing a trick. Because as you rightly said, in my opinion, and I speak for a lot of revenue managers really do or should rule the world, because we have this bird's eye view on everything that's happening within the property. So for example, you impact sales. You know, my first ever touch point with a revenue manager was when I was working in Hilton, and we had our first revenue manager come into the property, and I went out and I got this 3,000 bed night a year contract. Now, we had only 164 bedrooms in the hotel, so it was a big piece of business. And I came in and went, ta-da, you know, look at this wonderful business that I've got. And my revenue manager picked it out and said, I don't want it. Because I was getting like £100 bonus for winning this account. And I thought, what are you talking about? And that, when he sat down and explained to me that this contract would displace high rate of business, suddenly that was that instant moment of fascination for me. So that communication between revenue and sales, of understanding, you know, what business you need, when you need it, why you need it, you know, the overview and marketing, you know, do you need to run that marketing campaign? You know, what happened when you put those special offers out into the market before? What pay-per-click do you need to be running? A revenue manager needs to understand all of this. So they're not just that person sitting, spending hours and hours and hours crunching the numbers. They're the ones that will be the strategists, and they're the ones that the world should be evolving to allow them to do their job, to actually change and direct the strategy.
And I agree totally. I mean, does the image and the picture you've just painted there of that revenue manager really still exist today? You know, of that darkened room, Excel spreadsheets and crystal ball and data crunching?
Unfortunately, I think it does. And even, you know, I've helped hotels recruit revenue managers, or, you know, from a consultancy point of view, and interview over the last sort of 18 years. And truthfully, the job descriptions haven't really changed that much. I'm trying to influence them. Many like me are trying to influence them. But, you know, revenue management now is about, it's a data science, and it's about having a voice. So it's making sure that the person that you have understands the data, is data driven, but that is a great communicator. And I know you and I have talked about this before, of how do you get that communication skill?
Yeah.
But I think something that I wanted to touch on, that I think I come across fairly regularly, is that sometimes I go into a property and if I go in with my right revenue software solution hat on, and we're, you know, I'm maybe talking to an owner or a general manager or whatever, they may not have a full revenue management role, or they may do, but they have someone whose responsibility is either partially or totally, you know, to look at revenue.
Yeah.
And we come in and we start to talk about a software solution. And sometimes there is a fear of that from the person who's actually deemed as being the revenue manager. And sometimes they have a fear of, you know, is this piece of software going to take my job?
Yep.
Or even, is this piece of software going to expose the things that I don't know?
That's a good point, yeah.
And, you know, and maybe expose some of the things that I haven't been doing. And our job within Right Revenue is to consult and mentor and train through that. So right. That we're not just putting this piece of software in. And I don't mean just us.
No.
But I think anyone who's coming in, whether it's a revenue management consultant or whether it's, you know, looking at revenue in any shape or form, there has to be that consultative and mentoring and training, because our revenue managers have a huge amount to give in our industry, and having that training and giving them that voice as well is really key, because these people should be sitting at the head of the table. Yeah. They should be the ones that are directing and sitting in the strategy meetings and sitting in the senior meetings, because they're the ones that's controlling, literally controlling the revenue.
So, I mean, as you say, there is a confidence piece there around the revenue manager, or as you say, they may have multiple hats. They could be front office and handling reservations and revenue management, and they may be slightly nervous. I guess from a GM or owner's point of view, a piece of technology that could potentially make it better is going to be appealing. So you can see that argument and maybe fear why it may replace that individual's job. But listening to what you're talking through there, in essence, what we're really saying is that the revenue technology is not there to replace the person. It's there to replace elements and tasks that the individual would historically have done, that they should be freed from, almost liberated from those tasks. Is that right?
Absolutely. If I was going back into property now as a revenue manager, which I have to say, the thought of that still excites me. I still really enjoy that part of my job. But if I was going into a property now, yeah, one of those things that would be important to me, obviously, is salary and job prospects and all of that. But I would not go into any property now and work as a revenue manager unless it had revenue management software. Mm-hmm. Why on earth would I be spending? And we've done this analysis.
Yeah.
Anyone that we're coming into at the moment is spending 4 or 5 hours a day running reports, looking at data. So if you imagine if you have, you know, a 100-bedroom hotel with maybe eight market segments, five distribution channels, and you're trying to predict, you know, over multiple room types a year out. Those are hundreds of thousands of numbers that you're trying to predict.
Yeah.
And we all know that hospitality is known for its disparate systems. So we have, you know, a GDS sitting over here and a channel manager sometimes here and a brand website even here and, you know, the property management system and a CRM. And there's all of these different systems that don't necessarily talk to each other.
Yeah.
But what a revenue management system can do is bring all of those systems together so that you can see how every single part of your business is behaving. And, you know, with the greatest of respect to most hotels, even now after all these years, that term that is often overused, but unfortunately still true, is that we do tend to work in silos.
Yeah.
And that sometimes comes from the top. You know, sales are targeted with this and marketing is targeted with that and your F&B is targeted with something else. And instead of looking at a holistic view of the hotel and bringing those teams together, and, you know, again, I'm going to say it, the one person who can orchestrate all of that, that can land back, is the revenue manager.
Yeah, they can look across all of it, can't they? Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, some of the best revenue managers that I've ever met, revenue managers breakfast, you know, understands that certain kind of guests will want X for breakfast, or, you know, revenue managers what is even, you know, the teams in the bar and what's even being served, because they know, you know, if they've got certain markets in, they're going to eat and drink differently to other markets.
Yep.
So that revenue management is literally standing back and orchestrating that for the better good of the bottom line.
So in terms of, so if we're saying that the technology can replace some of that data crunching, or not could, it should replace that data crunching element. And you've kind of touched on some areas there. So maybe we can use that as a kind of a stepping off point into, so how, I don't know how to position whether you are, you know, if you were running a hotel or if you were going in to do the role of a revenue manager, what would you now be expecting? And maybe positioning it from a GM. So if you're sitting there, what would you say, right, I want a strategic revenue manager? Forget some of the personality traits, because I know that, you know, that communication pit. But if we focus on what are the things, what are the conversations, what are some of the questions, what are the areas they should be diving into? You've just touched on it a little bit there, but could you just kind of expand a little more and think, right, what would I be wanting from my RM if they are going to be really strategic and I've just invested in a bit of technology to help them with the crunching?
I think the thing that's going to be really important and has always been important, but is way more important now with this current situation that we're in, I hate to use the word unprecedented, it's overused, but the terrible and I'm not going to say it's a new normal because that's something else. But I think what's really important now and forever is understanding costs.
Okay.
Again, through my 25-year history, more actually, I've stopped counting, of working in hotels, the number of times I can go into a hotel and ask, what is your actual cost of sale of a room? I could count you them on hand, the number of times that is actually correct. And people right. have ongoing costs. So you have to understand, you know, if I was going into a role now, the first thing I would be saying to a GM is, okay, let me sit down with your FC and let's look at, you know, the costs that are coming in.
Yeah.
The other thing then I think that is key, and again, we could talk about this for hours, is distribution.
Okay.
You know, where are you distributing? How are you distributing? What are your costs of sale? Whether that be through Meta, the brand site, through the OTAs, and I think there will be that big shift in the OTAs, or I'm hoping there will be.
Yeah.
But, you know, understanding what your contract terms are, understanding your costs, understanding your market segment, and especially during this time, the market segments that we have had and traditionally will have had for years and years in hotels are suddenly going to shift.
Yes.
And, you know, it is understanding that data of which segments worked for us in the past,
yep.
looking at those segments and really drilling down in them and thinking, okay, are those the segments that are going to come back within the next 3, 6, 9 months? If they are, what do we need to do to bring them back? If they're not, if that's a longer tail recovery, that U-shape rather than the V-shape,
yep.
but if it's a longer tail recovery, what am I going to try and replace that with?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
You know, and I think we're all talking about staycation coming back first. So how do you differentiate yourself through that? But the bottom line is, Trevor, that we are all hospitality people. We all, even if you are a city centre hotel that isn't known for having that, you know, local staycation type business.
Yep.
We're all hospitality people. We're all there to provide hospitality and a service to hotels. So, you know, everyone's got a chance to get some business back. But
yeah, and I think balancing that point there that you say about the staycation piece, it and back to your segmentation, it may not been a core part of your market. But if there's no one flying in and you're relying on air travel, you're not going to get anything for the next 3 months, possibly.
Yeah.
So you've got to pivot, haven't you?
You absolutely have. And I think I'm going to take that word pivot away.
That's another one of those, isn't it?
I'm going to replace it with my favorite phrase, which is upward shuffle. Because I think that's what hoteliers will be doing at the minute. And I think, you know, I am an eternal optimist, and we will come out of this for sure. And I'm hoping that actually it isn't as doom and gloom that everyone is predicting. But I think instead of budgeting and forecasting right now, what I would be doing with hotels is scenario planning. So yeah. Three scenarios in what if this happens, you know, what if the great things happen, what if it's okay, and what if the absolute worst happens. And once you start to paint those scenarios of, you know, what could my forecast be, what could my revenue be, what could my occupancy be, that is a driving force to start you looking at your segmentation.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I want to hit those numbers, what do I have to do to get there? And I think the only thing that we have to be 100% sure about is that the only constant thing is change.
Yes.
And the rules that you have and the plan that you have in place now, we all have to work towards it, because absolutely we need structure and we need a vision and we need to be working towards that. But as long as we understand that in a month's time, that will have changed.
Yeah.
And that's where I think revenue management will play a big part, because we're the visionaries. We're the ones that are there, and it's our job to predict that.
Yeah.
We should be seeing those changes. And that's where, you know, with the greatest of respect, data and software solutions can be really help, because we're starting to pick those trends.
Yes.
Up, not just us, all the
good. No. Yeah.
You know, are starting to predict those trends. So it's using your data in a really confident way to come out of this.
And then it comes back in. I mean, that then ties in, as you say, you're looking at segments, you're looking at your biggest business mix, you're doing the different scenarios, but then you've got to go and sell, and then you've also got to communicate. So that brings you across, running across the sales teams and whatever structure you have for marketing, and the ability to communicate on with both of those departments is key. What would be the things that you would be looking at in those areas that you would want to understand? I think you gave an example earlier in your intro about selling a piece of business that wasn't, you know, wasn't a good piece of business. But where do you see the crossover between the revenue management and strategically with the sales department and the marketing team?
Well, I think there's two things. Trevor, I think first of all, we have to understand that we may not be coming back with full teams.
Very good point.
So, you know, there may be that sales resource may not be there, or may be there in a smaller resource, or marketing may not be there. So I think it's understanding, you know, in a hotel, what we've got and how we're going to use it. And putting the plans in place around that. But I think the other point is, and this goes back, I suppose, to this job of communicating properly, mm-hmm. And the confidence to communicate, is that you may be getting owners and managers who see the next 6 months and are panicking like mad.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all understand that. Of course we understand that. But, you know, are looking at, and I'm really hoping this doesn't happen, but I have a feeling it might, that there will be certain owners that will be putting pressure on revenue managers or GMs or salespeople to get bums on beds, you know, sell, drop the rate.
Cut, yeah.
Cut it out. We want, you know, if we have this concept of floating availability, of, you know, we might, out of our 100% of normal capacity, we might be able to sell 50% of it today or 30% yep. tomorrow. They will want to be filling that. And I think there could be pressure to drop and deep dive that rate. I really hope that doesn't happen. But I think that's where, if you have a really strong revenue manager who can communicate, like, this is the plan, you know,
yep.
older ADR, dropping the rate does not stimulate business. And, you know, being on furlough or, you know, this whole time is very difficult financially. We know that. We know we're probably about to go in, if we're not already in a recession. But not everyone is going to be rate driven. My personal opinion is that people are going to be experience driven coming out of this. They're going yep. to feel normal. They're going to want to feel like a family or a couple or whatever it is. They want to get back to being able to function like a normal human being and being used to the lifestyle that we have, and that it could be more experience driven. How are you going to entice me into your hotel with one, you know, clear messaging to tell me that it's safe to go there?
Yeah.
And with a lovely experience. And whether that is, you know, £10, you know, £100 or £10 cheaper, you know, is not going to really change my decision.
No.
But we know as revenue managers and hoteliers that a double digit drop in rate can take 3 years to recover from. So what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do? And I hope that for everyone in the market, that we are brave and we are sensible about rates. And none of us want to keep losing money. But I think we have to be brave, because I feel there's going to be 3 months of really horrible pain that we're going to go through. Once we're open, none of us will have any clue what we're doing. We're literally going to be running around like headless chickens, and it's going to be 3 months. And every owner and manager should be aware and should, you know, be aware that that is going to happen, allow their teams to, you know, to be like that. But I think once you come out of that sort of 3 months and we all readjust and see how the market settles and see what, you know, is coming in from government and how we're legislated and whatever, I think it's going to be a very, very different place in 3 months' time. But we just need 3 months to get through this.
I think what's interesting is your last point there about the pressure on the revenue or whoever's responsible for revenue to cut rate almost goes all the way back to the first statement about how revenue management can be perceived and why there are still people shoved in the back office crunching data with a crystal ball. And it kind of leads us into another area I just want to touch on, which is, so if we know that technology can replace the tasks and free up the revenue manager to be more strategic, if we can see the areas where the revenue manager could be more strategic and therefore provide a lot of value to themselves in terms of as an individual developing and growing, in terms of to the hotel, in terms of retention, because they're going to stay there and develop, and also in terms of hotel, in terms of impact on top line revenue and bottom line profit, it seems to be, why isn't everyone evolving in this way? So it almost throws open a question to me, which is, if we can see the benefits of evolving, and if we know we've been talking about the role evolving, why in a lot of areas is it still not evolving? Where does the responsibility sit? Is it on the RM to be banging his head against the wall and, you know, going out and training and then knocking on the GM's door, like, you know, like one of these young footballers that wants to knock on the door of the manager because he wants to get on and play? Does it come down to the mindset from owners and GMs? Because if their attitude now is, yeah, let's cut rates, they're thinking, I hate to say in a backward, but they're thinking in a very outdated way around revenue management. What's your view on it?
I think that the owners sometimes need their heads banged against the wall, if I'm honest. Did I say that at life? I do go into hotels and I see that kind of owner sometimes that just doesn't see the value. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes even, and this is not to be disrespectful to some of those GMs, but a lot of GMs that have come through operations, through food and beverage.
Yeah.
You know, and they're great because, you know, they can see that side of the business and run those operations, and they run them, those hotels can run very, very successfully. But some of the owners and GMs that don't understand rooms division.
Right, yeah.
Have less confidence to give their revenue manager confidence, because again, it goes,
that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
And being exposed sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
And if their revenue manager can say, look, you know, with the greatest respect to you, this way that you've been doing business, why don't we try it like this? Sometimes that just falls on deaf ears.
And if they got 20 years experience in the industry, they're expected to know what to do with their hotel, and suddenly they've got somebody there who's telling them, well, we should do something different. That takes a big step.
Absolutely. But the greatest joy that I get in my job is going in to a hotel and for an owner or GM to say, I'm good at this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at that. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
And I always say, I'm not good at those five things, but I'm really good at this. If you give me the responsibility of this, then I can help you. And I think those owners and managers who can say, you know, let me concentrate on this side of the business because this is where I flourish and this is where I make all the good decisions, but I do need help with this because, you know, as human beings, we can't be great at everything. And the people who think they are great at everything are the ones that are missing a trick.
Yep.
So if you can expose yourself to saying, I would like to learn that, I would like to learn how to make my that part of my business better. And by doing that, I'm going to employ someone better than me at that.
Yeah.
And have the confidence to say, I want to give that role to someone who's brilliant at it, that will never walk the floor, who won't know anything about meeting an event really, you know, or whatever. But it's those GMs and owners that see, have a vision and can see it as the world being a better place if they have really good discipline in that area. Those are the hotels that I think will excel. If that role of revenue management isn't given the credit that it's due, then those hotels will keep doing what they always did. And they may be successful on a particular level, but they're never going to be as successful as they should be.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It almost brings, I hate to use the phrase chicken and egg, but sometimes I feel when I see the discussion or I hear the discussion and then I look at the roles that revenue managers are performing and leadership, and there are some exceptional general managers out there, some exceptional hotel leaders that fully grasp what this can do. And then you feel that there are quite a lot of others, as you say, maybe through their own lack of knowledge, and therefore that breeds the lack of confidence, haven't yet quite grasped where this role should be evolving to. So my chicken and egg, i.e. which comes first, is there should be a responsibility of that individual who has the accountability for revenue management to be developing, to be upskilling, to be looking to try and add more value. And they have to take the initiative to do that and try and break through that wall that may exist if culturally it isn't apparent at the moment the value that revenue management is held in. But I also think then on the flip side, when you look at when hotels are opening, you still seem to see the siloed organizational structures. Still seem to see job descriptions that are written and have the same tasks and responsibilities that maybe existed 5-6 years ago. So the structures and the descriptions haven't evolved. And so if you are looking to promote or hire and need somebody in a role, then in a way, if you're hiring against a slightly outdated structure and job description, then the way that you hold that individual to account, the way that they are trained, mentored, and developed, or the skills that you recruit against, you're almost going to repeat yourself and end up with what you had before, because that you haven't evolved from a leadership perspective. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's getting that knowledge in as well into the industry and getting that mentoring. And suddenly, if you empower your revenue manager and suddenly you see a 5-foot lift in your ADR or whatever it is, or you're even moving away from the ADR and the RevPAR and going, got something else now.
Yes.
It's about profit. You know, let's look at your cost of your COPA, your cost of customer acquisition. Yeah. Let's look at your profit bar. Let's look at what segments are actually profitable for you. You know, what rates are you selling that are actually making you any money? Again, the number of times I can go into a hotel and be told that they're selling at X rate and you take everything of it.
Yeah.
You're making 47 pence every time you sell that rate. That's a good one. It's I think it's coming from both sides. It's giving the younger people that, when I say younger people, I mean people
sort of newer into the role. Yeah.
You know, I didn't come into revenue management until I was 103, you know. So there's hope for us all. But, you know, I think that for those people who are coming into the discipline, and, you know, I think I said to you when we last spoke, when I worked in Hilton, my boss at the time said, "What, you know, usual, where do you want to be in 5 years? What? But where do you want to be in 5 years?" And I said, "I really like that job, you know, that guy that just told me he didn't want that, my piece of business. That sounds really interesting. I'd like to learn more about that." And she said, "No. sales people do not make good revenue managers, Adrian." And her words to me, "You're two jazz hands." Which I am. You know, you're a people person, you're a hugger, you like to see people, and you'll never be a revenue manager because all they do is sit all day and crunch numbers. Actually, I am so blessed to have that gift of having worked in front office and having worked in sales, and having some knowledge of marketing, and you know, waitressing and working in bars, you know, for you know most of my life, because all of that knowledge brings to revenue management, again, that bird's eye view of lots of different departments. So I think people who are coming in, if they're empowered to make some really good decisions and be allowed to make mistakes, but make some really good decisions and actually start to see the business turn, I think that's where our industry should be.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's funny that how it has evolved from a back office role crunching numbers to now the importance of having a much wider appreciation of the hotel operation and a confidence to be able to communicate. You know, you have to learn what you need to communicate, but just the confidence to be able to talk and communicate in front of people, present in front of people.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the word that you used there was confidence. And I think, if I'm really honest, that took me a long time to learn in revenue management. But I think once you find your voice and you understand that if you're sitting at a table, you know, with a management team, it's the same in any walk of life. People sit there, and if you give an opinion that you can back up with really good data and have the strategy, you know, ready to go, you know exactly what you're going to do.
Yep.
If you speak and deliver that with confidence, people will follow you.
Yep.
So, you know, if you understand your numbers, understand your segmentation, understand where you are, understand where you want to be, and deliver that with absolute conviction, people will follow you. And it's just getting that that voice to say, this is where I want to be and this is why I want to be there, and let me try this and I think it will make a difference to the business. And having the confidence to do that, and having the rest of the senior team who are open to change, and I hope that that's coming.
No, I think it's a brilliant way of summarizing it, really. And brings us nicely to it. We could talk for hours, as we often have done. So, I am conscious of your time. You have many, many plates that you are spinning. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. Great to be able to bring you into a conversation here where we can discuss a topic that you are so passionate about. And really, thank you so much for your time.
No, I love it. And it's lovely to talk to a fellow revenue nerd at Trevor.
we'll get them to ruling the world.
We will. Absolutely. This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great to speak with you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.